Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. That is the Bogman. I am the Welsh. It's week 18 as we record this, but this ain't about week 18, you crazy, crazy people. This is about an early 2025 NFL mock draft for fantasy football. We're going to be doing four rounds. Bogman and I are going to be going back-to-back picks through, roughly four rounds here. See what some of the early values are looking like. We've got the point totals up from this past year. How our injury is going to affect some of them. This is a very, very, very early look because the regular season's not even done because week 18 is here. If you're a crazy person and want to be a part of the madness that we've got, go to InThisLeague.com, start the new year off with us. Whether you're looking for the Dynasty, the IDP, any of the crazy ranks, Bogman puts those together and we'll have them available in the offseason as well as rookie ranks. That's going to be a big important one. Bogman's already underway with CK doing the draft room, the war room, and that is going to be all of the rookie, early rookie looks plus the dynasty ranks that he's got. You can get involved in some of the GroupMe rooms we have access to us and more. InThisLeague.com, come and sign up today. We're even going to be doing a January month, a weekly live stream that's going to be some fun activities with us. So come and check it out, InThisLeague.com. Bogman, how good does it feel not playing week 18 for anything in fantasy?
Yeah, it feels pretty good to just be able to watch the games and, not have to sweat because we were sweating so much last week like normal fat guys. So,
but not having to sweat out Joshua Dobbs as your starting quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, cutting Kyren Williams for Blake Corum,
Kenny Gainwell over Saquon. Saquon's not playing.
Yeah, I think that's still that's fine. Saquon didn't look super happy, even though he's not about those things. I think that's crazy. He even said, once in a lifetime opportunity. He's 101 yards away. They're not going to even let him attempt it. I would have gone through the half, and now it's Kenny Gainwell. So Kenny Gainwell is going to have to win you your leagues if you're doing week 18. Dude, I was talking with, I did a show with Worm and Erickson today, and we were talking about the week 18 stuff. And I think everybody is still trying to figure out why do people play week 18? And I do think there's more people that do week 18 than some people guess. And I think it's because of old people. I think it's people that don't know what the hell they're doing with fantasy. And I would also guess per capita percentages, I would bet you ESPN has the highest percentage of week 18 people playing than any other. I'll bet you sleepers under 1%. I bet Yahoo's under 5%. I will bet you ESPN maybe doubles the next because these people, let's play ESPN. They do company leagues. And I bet ESPN probably defaults work to 18. Yeah. I think it's crazy. Week 18 is asinine to me, but I know multiple people that have done week 18 leagues and people do it.
Your first thing was old people. And I know you mean it old school fantasy footballers or whatever.
People.
I was going to say, it sounds like they're getting scammed for their cash for gold. They have to go buy gift cards at the CVS and then they're playing fantasy football until
week two. But like, if like, you're an old person,
these are the major scams going on in the U.S.
Right, we want to play fantasy football. ESPN, of course, they're going to think of ESPN, the worldwide leader. And like,
I bet you NFL.com gets a lot of them too because they have their own. That's a good.
Do you know, does ESPN default to 18? I just don't get the like.
No, I can't imagine anyone default to 18. That stopped a long time ago. But it is stupid. Like, you should not be doing it. Yeah. There are too many teams that are out of it. And, you know, just normal motivation. Think about your last week of work before you go on vacation. Is that your most productive week? Not usually. Usually you're coasting in. So, you
it's
know,
just like, imagine having the NFL. Imagine having Saquon all season long. And then it's like, he's just not going to play the last week. You know, imagine having Brock Purdy all season long. And he's not going to. Well, I mean, that's more of an injury stuff. But like, it's just it's we keep talking about
it's hangnails,
right.
You know, it's like tiny minor injuries that would never keep a guy out of a game. They just don't want him to be hurt going into next year. And they're like, he's got a hangnail. Get him out of there. It's fine.
Yeah.
We don't need
how him. how much are your Steelers going to like play everybody? I think wasn't Justin Fields working with the first team this week? Like, how much are they going to be playing? You guys, yeah. We were talking about this. Steelers are a home dog. So the presumption has got to be that they're not going to play their guys. Again,
no,
not that
they could have play everybody and they would still be underdogs against the Bengals. The Bengals are white hot right now. So
I don't know.
I think the minus 2.5 was assuming everyone's playing for Pittsburgh. So this is not good. They've lost 3 in a row. So, yeah, there's no real reason for them to play outside of seeding because we're going to know by that when the game happens, if we can even get home a home game. Because if the Ravens don't lose to the Browns, which they won't, then they win the division and we'll have to start on the road. So who knows? It's
I don't know. It seems stupid. Yeah, it's definitely stupid. What's not stupid is Bogman and the Welsh are officially crowned 2024 Pentathlon champions. We've talked about it a bunch on here. Just something Boggs and I really wanted to take down from a like stakes perspective. I would probably say, like, outside of, at least for me, FFPC, this is probably the higher ish stakes of any league that we were playing in, right?
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah, for the price.
Well, I don't know. You do like whatever Mad Dog 2020 leagues or whatever the hell it's called, like
Mad Dog 2020
league. I don't know. You have like you have a couple weird leagues. What's a weird league? I'm forgetting the name of it now. You talked about all the time.
That's not a fantasy.
You talked about it a bunch, like John Lobb and
Diehards League. That's $25, bro.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, that's I just don't remember. Yeah, I didn't remember like what the price is.
It ain't $240.
Yeah. So this is like one of the bigger leagues that we did. And we thought it came down to 2 weeks before. We didn't get an update the week prior to the finals, which would have been great if we knew. But we got knocked out of first and we got pushed to second place. So we just assumed we needed to do well. And we did. We ended up scoring the second highest in the league's history. So not the greatest, but the second best single season that's ever been put together in there. I think we crushed. It wasn't close because of, honestly, the picks. We moved up in the picks. DFS was okay. And we scored, I think, the highest amount of points we had ever scored in that league in the final week of the season.
Crazy.
We went berserko in the Superflex. And again, it was a 5-event league. Superflex, Best Ball, DFS, Survivor, and Picks. We tied second in Survivor. We finished second in Best Ball. We finished first in Superflex, fifth in Picks. And I took over the Picks the last month, and I was not good for some period of time. And then I got hot the last 2 weeks. And DFS was our biggest garbage, which I also took over. And I had like one amazing week, and then it was just trash for 5 weeks.
You did the majority of the in-season work. You know, that was all pretty much Welsh. We would maybe, you know, first couple months we'd talk about stuff.
We did DFS like 10
we did
weeks,
that together
and then
a
it
lot.
Just tapered yeah. off. Yeah. It,
yeah. I'll say this, and this is what got me to championships all over the place. I don't know that anyone had a better year drafting than I did because our best ball crushed, right?
Yeah, it
did. Our auction crushed. You did a lot of the in-season moves that were huge and, you know, put us over the top. But my contribution, I feel like, was more the drafting and stuff. We had a combo that was awesome.
I think you dominated the best ball because like I gave you, I think, some of the guys that I was into, but you pretty much did the best ball. We did the auction together, but you also pressed a couple times I didn't want it. Like I think I did a couple that you weren't loving, but you pressed hard on a couple. I was like, man, do we want to pay this price? And we did it. And it ended up killing. Well, I mean, we had Jalen Hurts and Purdy. We paid up for Jefferson when people didn't want to. We got smacked on a couple deals too. So we killed it. Yeah. And you had a killer draft season and we killed. So I mean, again, not that everybody cares here, but like, that's a tough thing to do. You have to have five events that score each event. And we won one, second and two others. And we won the overall by a considerable amount. And by the way, this was like Morris,
the industry, Matic,
Sammy
industry
Reed. Yeah, like
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
DBR?
Chris Meany, yeah. DBR. Like, it was a Scott Pianowski. Like, it's a ringers league.
And we had a couple people say, yeah, congrats, Bogman and Welsh, for winning my favorite league a couple times. So that was nice. And Welsh is developing maybe something similar for baseball season. So
yes. Yeah, we were talking about that. I've kind of got it in my brain that I want to do one of these. We'll probably do it as like a Patreon exclusive, just by the way. So one of those. And I kind of want to do one of our own version for next season. You know. Steve Yardley.
Yeah, sure.
But like doing another one of those, maybe just for like our friends. Cause I had the most fun with that because it's also a way to, you know, not like be done. Like, yes, you could be out of the overall, but you have a chance to still win money if you can win one of the five leagues. Or hell, you could win two of the leagues, be garbage in the others, not win an overall, and you could still cash.
So yeah, I thought, Ricky, that was a blast. You could even be fifth. Yeah, that's right.
That was a good topper for us because I think we finished second last year, second or third. And then we won it this year. So that was a big one for us, you and I drafting.
Did you win any other ones?
No, I lost to you in Dynasty and then FFPC. I did pretty well. I didn't realize how rough their scoring was, by the way. Like, I finished in the top like 250 in of overall of everything. I was like, I barely won like my buy-in back there. So I was like, that's a little ridiculous how they do that. Cause it's one of those where it's like, first place one.
One of the tippy top wins a lot.
And then they just taper it down. And I don't really love that, by the way, because it was a monster freaking team. But what can you do? So,
right.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how we ended that. Our season is done from that perspective.
Yeah, since you asked, I won a couple as well.
Oh, so, did you have more? I thought you did. Sorry, I didn't even know you had.
Thanks for asking me. Yeah, no, I lost the home league to our buddy John, who said, he was like, basically, it was your second team because I just used your list to draft off of. So, but no, he did a great job managing the team, and I ended up losing to him in the championship. Lost to CK and Guillotine, but it beat him in IDP. And John Lobb beat me by 4 points on Monday Night Football to win that that diehards one. So I didn't get that one either. Won against you in the Superflex. So I ended up with 3+ pentathlon. So, which is real nice. So 4 titles. I like it. Let's go.
It's a pretty big year. That's a pretty good year. Big year. Absolutely. That's crazy. We'll be back also looking like we'll probably do like a weekly show going into the playoffs. Yeah, just a much smaller show. Just FYI. It'll probably be like picks each week. So just FYI. It'll probably drop like Thursday or Friday, probably a 20-30 minute show. It's kind of a version of Bet This League that's going to be on the feed if you guys want to hang out with us, maybe talking about any of the crazy stuff that's gone on. So football isn't quite over up until the very end, so you guys can tune in here. But today we are going to do an early mock, and that's going to be the plan. Plus, by the way, Bogman's going to have a war room that drops on this feed as well for you guys that are into your kind of off-season draft stuff. But we're going to do an early mock draft. We're going to look at the first 4 rounds. We're going to do the picks. it's going to be a lot of changes for everybody. I know there's some other sites that have already done some mocks. Things might be different here. We're going to go off of some just early perceived values. Some of the stuff is still in our head. Obviously, we have changes. We are going to allow any rookies, which probably only affects Jenty. He's probably going to be the only one that's going to sneak into this of anybody or can sneak into the top four rounds.
Cam Scatabo after last night.
Yeah, man, they're killing. They're killing the Sun Devils, though, on the lack of humility they have, which definitely is the case. Like, no one loves Scatabo.
No
more
one
than
can
Scatabo.
Stop me. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, no, loves
he's
him.
Kind of right. We couldn't stop him.
Yeah, so. He's going to be up there. But yeah, we're going to go through the first four rounds, how we kind of see it. This is all going to be more about perceived value. So I probably wouldn't get too super crazy hung up about like this guy going 8 and this guy going 11. Though, you know, there might be some like, whoa, I would never take this guy over this guy. But it's going to be relative value. So early mock draft 2025. Let's go do it. And we'll do it right after this.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
If you guys are looking for the results, we'll post these over on inthisleague.com. If you want to see all of those bad boys together in a mock draft, I was almost thinking I might even do this. I don't want to try to sign you up for it, but might almost be interested. Maybe put a couple notes on the mock draft at the bottom of the most interesting things that happened. Not trying to make it an article or anything like that, but you know, might just put a couple notes of Welsh notes, maybe even some Bogman notes of what happened in this mock draft. We're going to do, let's see, where's the sheet here? 12 picks, not 12 rounds. Definitely not doing 12 rounds here, Boggs. And we've got 12 team. Four rounds, so we're going to be taking 48 players overall. And Bogman, you've given me the first pick. Why would you do that to me? Why do you want me to have the first pick?
Just so you can
just a nice
take whatever
guy
you want. Yeah, just nice guy. Nice guy,
Bogman. Let me ask you this real quick. What do you think the battle of running back versus wide receiver should be this year? Because I think there will be, I can already feel it with Joe and Eric's. It's going to be Jamar Chase, only wide receivers, da-da-da. But it's like, Saquon,
I don't think you're going to get that.
I think you will.
Maybe you will, but I don't think you should, because there were way more running backs that were incredible this year than there were wide receivers.
But I'm talking about like the overall. I'm saying the number one overall.
No, I know
those
you're saying.
Guys. Oh, okay. Well, you're just saying overall running backs. This is, and what I'm getting at is this is Saquon versus Chase.
Yeah, that's about the debate. That's it. But I'm actually okay wherever you land on that one. I think that those are the obvious one too. But I mean, it's hard to sit here and make an argument that Saquon is not the first overall pick.
Yeah. And I think that's where I'm going to go here. I mean, Jamar Chase is definitely putting up a ridiculous season. As we're recording this, it does not count week 18, but it's 117 catches, 1600 yards, 16 touchdowns, absolutely absurd stuff. Saquon's coming off, though, of 2,000 rushing yards, just under 300 receiving, 15 total touchdowns, and he's not even going to play at all this last game. I'm going to go with Saquon.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I think maybe there's some injury worries that you could have, kind of like a Christian McCaffrey type of thing. Like, you don't want him to wear down. He's coming off of 350. But I'm going to go with Saquon. I'm going to go with that top running back, because I think a lot of people also learn like running back wasn't as safe. It wasn't as safe as it felt like, oh, we'll just wait and we'll get like, no, the depth really destroyed a lot of people. And I think there's some really good mid wide receivers, not mid, but like middle wide receivers. So I'm going to go with Saquon with the first pick.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh.
He said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman.
Former Imperial Sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
And to your point, you know, Pizapia is going to be all over the 400 touches for Saquon. Because if they don't, if they play more than two games in the playoffs, or if they play two games in the playoffs, he'll probably be up over 400 total.
Yeah, it'll be like he had too many touches and he's going to blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Because that was the narrative with McCaffrey. And, you know, I think the narrative ended up being correct. He did get hurt. I just don't know if it was because all of the million touches he got last year or if it was more of a collective thing. But either way, that'll be the argument. Well, you make my second pick easy. So it'll be Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, 117 catches, 16 touchdowns, 1,612 yards, and he's still got a game to go. So, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase was incredible this season. You know, somebody had to be on the other end of Joe Burrow having an MVP-type season, and Joe Burrow would probably be more well-regarded in the playoffs if the Bengals had any defense at all. But they didn't. They got massacred, it feels like, almost half the time. So, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase is an easy pick here. That whole defense isn't going to improve in one season, so they're going to have to play point for point a lot next year. So Ja'Marr Chase, very safe pick, one or two.
If you had one, would you have taken Chase?
No, I would have taken Saquon.
Okay, so you would have taken Saquon. All right. Mm-hmm. So then I come back to the third pick. I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson. I think we're back into Jefferson being the guy. He had a lot of people scared, and it looks like no matter what, he's going to have great quarterback play. There's now rumors that the Vikings might be looking at trading McCarthy, which would be wild because Darnold is young. He's the guy, and look what he did for Justin Jefferson. I mean, dude, people were letting Jefferson go outside the first round because they were so scared of Darnold, which was LOL. I will tell you, I had a lot of shares of Justin Jefferson, not to do my best Pizapia, but like I had all the shares of Justin Jefferson this year because he was falling, and that was the play. And he has 100 catches as we record this, just under 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns. I love it. And I think no matter where the quarterback plays, it's going to be great. He proved to still be an absolute monster, even when and this is, by the way, as Addison jumped back and Jefferson had a couple down-ish games that were kind of floating out there, I just think he's kind of an unquestioned number three overall pick. And it's funny because it's just we're back to like Chase and Jefferson being the top guys. So that's going to be my third pick.
I think you're right about him being like a solid number three by himself. Like, okay, Saquon or Ja'Marr, 1-2, and then Jefferson has to be three. So four is kind of where I feel like it opens up a little bit. You know, this is a pretty simple pick for me. I'm going to go with Bijan Robinson from Atlanta going here. And just a great finish to the season here, 1,286 yards, 12 touchdowns, 59 catches for 428 yards. Only got in the end zone once, but I mean, a lot of the games that he played at the end of the season were with a gimpy Kirk Cousins. So they were stacking the box. They knew Bijan was going to be running there. And you're going to get a year of Michael Penix, you know, coming in fresh, learning the NFL. He's going to get some starts here at the end. I think this offense can improve a lot. And if it does, then Bijan's going to have even more scoring opportunities. So give me Bijan at number four.
I think this is actually going to get tough here because I'm kind of Bijan was a great pick. I could see myself taking Bijan like three if I had like the third pick as well because of where running backs go. I'm staring at Derrick Henry, who had 300 touches, who had 1,700 yards, and had 14 touchdowns. There's a part of you that's like, is he going to just keep doing this?
He's a freak.
But then you're also staring at Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just has 109 catches as we record this. In week 18, they are going to have the highest over game, I think, of the season. It's like 56. It was 57 to 56. Probably going to have 115 catches. Yards weren't great. He's going to go over 1,200, but he had 12 touchdowns. I mean, he had more touchdowns than Justin Jefferson. I think as I'm looking, it's the second most receiving touchdowns by a receiver. So I'm going to go with Amon-Ra. I'm going to go with Amon-Ra with this pick over Derrick Henry, even though Derrick Henry is a freaking monster. Yeah, he's a little Justice Hill, and it's phenomenal, and then there's a little bit of a falling knife that's in there. I feel like I have a safety net with Amon-Ra and those catches, assuming, because we're doing half PPR here, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so yeah, these are PPR. Half PPR numbers we're looking at. So
I feel like it's in the territory of safe and whatever safe is. He ended up scoring the second most total points so far as we're recording this, probably not going to surpass these other two. but also the second most points per game, 15 and a half and half PPR. But Derrick Henry did score 18 points with those insane amounts. So are you going to drop Derrick Henry here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Derrick Henry for me. 14 touchdowns, 1,783 yards. Yeah, Lamar had his best year with Derrick Henry. Why would they change things?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh! Freaking monster. 1,200 rushing yards, going to go over 1,300. Had 13 rushing touchdowns, almost 500 receiving yards. He'll go over that. And three. So he had 16 touchdowns because they run the ball. They feature him. He's a freak. I actually considered him a little bit earlier as well. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a top eight pick this year.
I think Gibbs could have gone, you know, he could have gone ahead of Bijan. I think he can go as high as four. I don't think I'd take him over Amonra or Henry or Bijan, but I can see him going that high. Like somebody likes him over Bijan. I get it. You make my pick a little bit easier because Gibbs was kind of next on my board, but it's CeeDee Lamb. And I understand, you know, CeeDee Lamb played a lot of the season banged up. He also played a lot of the season without his best quarterback in Dak Prescott. So Cooper Rush was the QB for a little bit here. I think CD is a guy that is going past six in the first round, and I think it's going to be a mistake for a lot of people. I think people are forgetting about him a little bit because he's not finishing off the year, and Dak wasn't there the back half of this season. I think this is the best year to be a buy on CD Lamb right now. So CD is my easy pick here after you took Gibbs.
Oh, man, this is where it gets tough, right?
I think so.
This is where it's going to start to get tough. I like.
There's CD. Still a lot of good players here, though. Like
there are
whoever you take, it's not really a mistake, but there is kind of a chunk of players here that can all be picked from.
So, like, I'm staring at Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers has an absolutely absurd 162 targets, which is more than Chase right now. And even though the team is bad, he went over 100 catches. It's like near 1,200 yards. They're going to fix the quarterback position. I don't know
they're going to have a new quarterback. We don't know if it's going to be fixed. But
yeah, well
there'll be
it's
got to
be fixed, but it doesn't mean the fix doesn't mean it's big. I'm also not sure the Brian Thomas situation, like how much it fully rectifies itself. But, you know, he had
going to be a new coach there, too.
So 24 less catches. I think it's like the same amount of yards. He had more touchdowns.
But he was missing his quarterback, too. Mac Jones did.
Interesting running backs. Yeah, I'm going to go. Oh, man. I'm going to go Brian Thomas. I'm going to go Brian Thomas with this one.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Brian Thomas is
a good. Yeah, you went high voice because you're excited about whoever's dropping to you.
I don't know who I'm picking here. This is a big group because it's Malik. It's Brian Thomas. I think you can put JSN there with the back half that he had, but there's so many running backs. And that's kind of why I don't want to take one because it's Achan, it's Kyren, it's Josh Jacobs, James Cook, Kamara. I think you could put Chase Brown in there. I think Jonathan Taylor, you know, still hasn't gone. So there are a lot of really good players still right here. So I think for me, I think I'm going to take Nabers, and Nabers is because I just don't want it. There's too many running backs. I know I can get a good one at this spot here. What pick is this? 10? Yeah, this is 10. So I know that by sitting here, even if we both went back to back running backs, there's still a pretty good one that can fall back to me. So for me, I'll take Malik Nabers here because it feels like maybe the top end of wide receivers thinning out a little bit. Running back is pretty thick still.
All right. I think the next pick, because one of the things we're doing too, is we're looking off of scoring from this year, but the scoring off of this year is not going to tell us completed story of what we need. Okay. This is definitely the pick. I just had to talk myself into it. We got to go Puka Nacua. We got to go back to Puka, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Puka scored 15.2 points per game, but only played 11 games.
This is probably too low for him.
This is probably too low. 990 990 yards. He only scored 3 touchdowns, positive touchdown regression based off of the yards. Probably could have put up, if he played a full season, probably 1400 to 1500 yards. You know, maybe even Brian Thomas and neighbors above him isn't the play. And maybe we kind of fell victim to that a little bit, but this is, we're going to keep Puka in the first round here. So maybe that's the first thing that we shouldn't have let happen. So I'm going to roll with Puka.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good
point. I see you sorting by points per game.
But just sorting. Yeah. Yeah. Cause Puka's up there. I think we have forgot about a couple of these guys.
Yeah. Nico, no, I know this next guy that you're on. I almost considered Nico. Yeah.
And then just looking at the running backs, not as much changes in the running backs. But here, yeah, I think Nico Collins is probably the pick here as well. So I'll go with Nico. I get back to back here, huh? Yeah, am I at the end? Yeah, I'm at the
end. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was 12.
So, okay. Who did I just say? Nico Collins for one. And then I'm going to take Jonathan Taylor as my other pick. So I'm going to sit at the end and get Nico and JT as a turn. I really like that turn. So who are you pairing with Puka now?
Oh, man. T. Higgins scored 16.2 per game. Also missed a bunch of games. We've got Evans. I think the top wide receiver from scoring right now is T. Higgins. There's a couple running backs. I feel like this team... Is this sorted by points per game right now?
Yeah, it is. But you can go switch it by rank if you want.
No, I want to see points per game right now. I feel like, man, that this is like that Achan territory. I just don't know if you can pull the trigger on Achan. And then also, by the way, taking T. Higgins with Puka after he got injured seems a little bit risky.
Yeah.
But we are going to go. I'm really struggling with this one.
I mean, T will end up. The reason I wouldn't take T here is just because I don't know what team he's going to be on, right? So I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I don't know what that situation's like at all. So,
all right,
you have other guarantees here. So that's all.
All right, yeah, we're going to play it safer then. We are going to go. Oh, this one I really like too, man. All right, let's go with Oh, we can't take two Rams either. Crap.
You can. I mean, it's not the best ever, but you can do it.
I know what we're going to do.
All right.
Christian McCaffrey.
CMC, you're doing it. You're pulling the trigger here.
We're going CMC, coming back. Puka, it's the biggest injury risk team of all time with Puka and Christian McCaffrey, but those are two potential number one overall picks. CMC. He's the pick there. Who's going with your Malik Nabers?
If you ain't first, you're last, right? I get it. I'm going to take Achan here.
Okay, Achan was
have a lot of receptions.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, this is like not yards and yak, but this is like all the receptions in the world that are being paired with. Yeah, I was thinking I went Achan over like Kyren Williams, I think, in them too, right?
Yeah, well, just for the catches, yeah. I mean, I assume Tua's going to be back. We'll see. You know, assume McDaniel's going to be back too. We'll see.
But what do you think about the CMC stuff, though? Do you think that's too early? That's too late?
I think right
think
now,
he's return all this time to recover.
Right. I think right now that's probably going to be where he goes. Would I take
on a wheel area?
Yeah, probably at the end of the first, early second, or maybe just somewhere in the second. I feel like is right for CMC. I can tell you this right now. You know me. I'm not taking him until we get some type of real report. And then I still question what reports we can believe from your 49ers because they were lying liars the entire offseason. So, you know, it's hard for me to trust Christian McCaffrey and the group that he's around right now, but the talent is unbelievable. If he's just back week one and there's like no restrictions and everything, then we know exactly who he is. I feel like you're going to have that in the back of your mind, but you have two number one overall potential players that you got to pick 11. I think that deal is outstanding. Who are you pairing with Brian Thomas here after I took Achan?
I'm looking at, I feel like I want to go AJ Brown over Higgins, but is that silly goose stuff? I mean, we just don't know exactly where T is going to be.
Oh, AJ Brown, dude.
Only 13 games this year, still went over 1,000, had seven touchdowns.
This is a bad year.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Here for him, by the
or
way.
Or is it Mike Evans? Mike Evans also only played 13. He's going to have 1,000 more touchdowns.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'd go AJ Brown there because Mike Evans is on.
No, I'm sorry, JSN. We gotta go JSN.
Oh, JSN. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Pick. We're gonna go JSN with this pick. So all JSN right. is paired with Brian Thomas.
Who do I have here in this spot? I have.
This is CeeDee Lamb.
Well, let's put Kyren there with him then. I got my wide receiver and my running back. So I'll go CeeDee Lamb and Kyren Williams.
All right. I think the Jameer one, we'll go T. Higgins here. We'll throw in the T. This is a good shot with Jahmyr Gibbs. T. Higgins, Jahmyr Gibbs. That makes a lot of sense. That's that pairing. So now
Who are you taking under Brian Thomas? I'm sorry. I just don't see it, just so I know.
I didn't type it in. Who the hell was I taking with Brian? JSN. JSN. Yeah, JSN.
I think right. you said. Okay, I'll do AJ Brown here then with Derrick Henry.
All right, so this is now my Amon-Ra St. Brown team. This is going to be a little bit off board, but I think this is the appropriate range. Bogman. Bucky Irving.
Bucky, there he goes.
Bucky, I think, is going to be a second round pick this year. I know from a points per game total, he's under, you know, like Chase Browns and James Connors and stuff like that. But let me go look here. Fantasy points per week. Fantasy Pros has this, which you can sort, because what I want to look at is, I mean, it doesn't matter. I've already taken him, but let's go half PPR. And let's go week, 10 on?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I mean, he's probably going to be like eighth.
You nailed it. Holy crap. He is the eighth highest scoring running back in total points from week 10 on. And on average, the seventh most points per running back week 10 on in half PPR. So Bucky's season total doesn't tell you an entire story about him. He scored more than Chase Brown. James Cook actually scored more than him per game, but he scored more than Derrick Henry, Kyren Williams, and Achan per game and total during that period of time. So Bucky Irving, I think, is a sneaky one, and he belongs in the second round. And Amon-Ra and him is sick.
Do me a favor. So you have it from week 10 on. Can you click over to wide receiver real quick? And then tell me where Ladd McConkey is on that.
Oh, okay. That's good. Do you want to know per game or total points?
Per game.
Okay. So, in total, he is the 16th wide receiver. And per game, he is 13th overall.
13th.
From week 10 on. Scored more than JSN, more than AJ Brown, but like Thielen, Addison, they did score more than him. And that's
so,
Davante Adams, Mike.
So here's a couple guys to think about. In terms of wide receiver at this point, T. Higgins, but he's a question.
I've already taken right? T. But
you did where?
With Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, you did. Okay, yeah. My bad. I don't know why I missed that. So not T. Higgins. How about Drake London, Garrett Wilson, Evans, and Ladd? I think is kind of where I would put this group of
no. I like that. No Tyreek Hill. You're still not in on Tyreek.
I mean, Tyreek, you know what? Tyreek does have to go in there, that group as well. But this is the Bijan team, and I do think that there are some running backs out here that are just still, like, I'm going to pair him with Alvin Kamara, dude. That's what I'm going to do. Alvin Kamara and Bijan Robinson. I'm going to have 1.5 million receptions from my running backs here. And we just, you know, we just went through all these wide receivers that are kind of in the same group. I don't know that there's too many running backs that are with Alvin Kamara here. So I'm going to take Kamara and pair him with Bijan. So you are up for your Jefferson team. There's still Mixon, Jacobs, Cook, Hubbard, Ken Walker, Chase Brown are on the board for running backs.
Where are you at on Jacobs and Mixon specifically?
I really like the way that Jacobs is finishing off the season, because it feels like he's getting better the later we're going into the season. And 14 touchdowns for him, also 30. They have the same amount of catches, even though Mixon has played three fewer games. But I tell you what, Mixon dropped into Houston and fit perfectly.
I know. Mixon's the one. Let's go Mixon.
Really good.
Let's go Mixon with Justin Jefferson.
So Mixon and Jefferson. So that leaves me with this Jamar Chase team. I think I'm going to take Ladd here. Let's go Ladd McConkey.
That's a good pick, you son of a bitch.
Jamar and Ladd. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think Ladd might have been one of the two that I would have taken there. I feel like, so I have back-to-back picks. So this Saquon pick, I feel like you should go back-to-back wide receiver on this.
Probably.
You know what? I know exactly what we're going to do. I guess
you're going to go like high floor, high ceiling.
Well, there's a couple ways to do it, but I feel like, well, what's the best wide receiver? Probably Mike Evans. Is Evans risky going into next year?
Evans, Tyreek, Garrett Wilson. I think that's the group.
This is what we're going to do. With the first pick, or the last pick in the second round, we're going to go with Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And then the first pick in the third round, we're going to go with Brock Bowers.
Oh, Brock Bowers. Okay.
We're going to go with Brock Bowers in the third. Should Brock Bowers be falling past the third round?
Son of a bitch.
He shouldn't have been, apparently.
No, he shouldn't have been. That's probably right. I feel like Brock is going to be too early this season. Don't you think?
Not there.
He'll probably go in general.
I think looking back at our draft in reality, I think right around that Kamara Joe Mixon range, we were the, you know, like 20, 21. I think that's where he's going to go. Like maybe he goes even higher. Like I could see it. Honestly, I could see a wheel. I could see someone doing like Puka and Brock Bowers on a wheel, or Nico and Brock Bowers. But
I just pulled up a different one and he went in the first round. I mean, that's too much. That's way too much.
Okay. Well, I probably got too much of a deal. I can't believe you let me have him.
Yeah. I still kind of think that that's around where he belongs.
You were taking Travis Kelce in the second round. He's better than Kelce ever.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take any of them in the second round now.
Well, no, I didn't either. I took him in the third.
Yeah.
I win. Well, this game's called I Win.
Yeah, great.
All right, so you're up with your Jamar Chase and Ladd McConkey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Okay. This one, I need a running back for. And we still have...
Kyron's still on the board, isn't he?
No, I took Kyron for my CeeDee Lamb team. But we do still have Jacobs, Mixon.
Oh, Jacobs is the one I keep thinking of that you keep... Oh. No, I took Mixon.
How about Breece Hall?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I'm going to take Breece Hall here. Chase, McConkey, Breece. So Jefferson, Mixon, and you're up.
All right. I am up with, I'm just taking a look here. This team, which team is it? This is my Justin Jefferson and Joe Mixon team. Wide receivers left on the board. Evans, London. Man, I think London over Evans with Penix now, right? Is that right?
I think that's a debate.
If Chris Godwin were to return to the team, the running back situation.
I mean, he's a free agent and hurt, but McMillan broke out. So I think you're going to have Evans and McMillan next year.
All right, let's go Drake London here.
Drake London. Okay.
Yeah, with Penix. So we're going to go Drake London with my Jefferson and Mixon team. This is your running back team. You're the fourth pick where you've already taken Kamara and Robinson. So it looks like wide receivers in play.
Yeah, I got to take a wide receiver here. So I'll just go with the one you didn't take. Give me Mike Evans.
Okay. This is the winning team here because I am snap picking Chase Brown.
Yeah, I was going to say because you took Bucky. Is that why?
Because I took Bucky and I'm going to snap take Chase Brown. So it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, Bucky Irving, and Chase Brown now with my four. That's my absolute, without question, favorite team I put together so far in this. All right, you're up with your Derrick Henry, AJ Brown team.
Yeah, throw me Josh Jacobs on that one. Yeah,
that's a pretty dang good pick.
I mean, we're just going value at this point. So yeah, I'll go with Josh Jacobs here. So you are on your Jahmyr Gibbs, T. Higgins team.
All right. I mean, who's left on the board? You took Breece Hall. I've taken Bucky. I'm looking if there's any, what the value running backs are, if we've let
Cook,
anybody
slip. Mixon, Hubbard.
No, I took Mixon.
You did take Mixon.
You keep shipping Mixon.
Yeah. So Cook, Hubbard, Montgomery, Walker. That's probably it.
Wideouts here. I mean, Chris Godwin should be returning and be a top dog for somebody.
I just don't know. He effed his ankle up pretty bad. So I don't know. I don't think Chris Godwin goes in this draft.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay. We've got Terry McLaurin.
T-Mac needs to go soon. Like T-Mac.
Rashee Rice.
Yeah, Rice is a question too because he's coming off a major injury. I think Garrett Wilson goes soon. Kelce needs to go soon. And then quarterbacks. We still have Allen and Lamar on the board.
Yeah, so this team is Jahmyr Gibbs and T. Higgins. Let's go with... sorry, I'm looking here. Let's go with... oh, do I want to do that? Let's go with Trey McBride.
Trey McBride.
Yeah, wow, we're going to go with Trey McBride. I mean, Kittle scored the most, but 100 and plus receptions again is where we're going to go. So Jahmyr Gibbs, T. Higgins, and Trey McBride.
Man, I think best value here for this team, this is the CeeDee Lamb, Kyren team. I think I'm just going to go with Terry McLaurin. I think best value by a decent margin here.
That is a really, really good value. This next team, I have Brian Thomas and JSN, so I could go three wideouts if I wanted. I'm not in on running backs. We've got the running back pool is kind of tapered off. Would you say?
Do have a rookie.
And that is where I was going with it, Bogman. We are going to go with Jeanty. Jeanty is going to be the pick here because there's just a bunch of kind of the same type of running back. So that's an upside team. Brian Thomas, JSN, and Ashton Jeanty are my picks in the third round. You are up with your neighbor's Achan team.
I like that. Neighbors HN team. I think I'm going to stick Garrett Wilson on this team. That's what I'm going to do.
What team will he be playing with?
Hopefully the Pittsburgh Steelers, but for our first round pick. But I don't think anybody is coming back with the Jets, but Garrett Wilson. So I think Garrett and Breece will have a new coach and a new quarterback next year. I'm not too fearful of that.
All right, so my team now, this is the Puka and CMC team. The injury team is what it is. I think I'm looking at James Cook or...
L-E-A-G-L-E.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.